The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sort of feels like going into Flowers and 50 with the Pearl Jam as the last band that ever played at the Spectrum.
Ah.
Sort of fits.
Yeah.
Fits for me.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the Flyers crowds are definitely a Pearl Jam crowd.
Are you kidding me? Wait. Flyers crowds got the Flyers logo tattoo on the bicep, but they also have the Pearl Jam stick man on the back of the calf.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
So we are the official Philadelphia Flyers show in Philadelphia, the only reliable Philadelphia Flyers show. Now, we have the biggest Flyers segment in the history of radio, Flyers in 50, with Broads. We've only done it once a week so far, but the news we saw earlier today was so outrageous, we felt like we needed to do another Flyers in 50. Not only that, give him an extra 10 seconds as the Flyers and Tortorella have decided to sit Michkov tonight. Mm. So we bring on Broads. Broads, before we start this, do you think you could last a full minute?
Wow.
Well, depends on the situation. In this circumstance, I think I'll be just fine.
It's called a big dose of D.
You know, I have to point out something prior to getting rolling here.
Okay. Here we go.
So much for the segment being too much. Okay?
All right. Let's hold your horses.
Hold. I get a text. It's like, yo, I need you. You have to be on the program today. Make sure you cancel everything you're doing. And then I'm getting all sorts of tweets saying that my name should be on the show.
This is out of control.
Your name should be on the show.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you contribute more than I do. Yeah.
Ben Broads. Yeah.
Yes. All right, so here you're getting a full 60 seconds, Broads. Let's do it.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
What a joke. What you don't do is scratch Matvei Michkov. You don't scratch him. Young, highly skilled talent should play. They go through the ups and downs. You don't see Connor Bedard missing time. You don't see McDavid or Austin Matthews sitting down because they messed up in the D zone. This is a legitimate joke, and it's the problem that John Tortorella has. He picks on players and makes them pay, and this team sticks. You're telling me his 5-on-5 play is the issue? And by the way, Torts wants him to learn, right? Who's he watching up top in the press box? This team? He wants him to watch this team, this garbage hockey team, and learn from them? It's an absolute disgrace. And I do have a real fear that there's a lack of communication. Am I done?
No, keep going. Keep going.
Communication. He doesn't even speak English, so all jokes aside, are they properly having dialogue here on what the hell is even happening? It is unbelievable. Now Torts is saying, too, in his little media availability, that, oh, don't worry about the new kid who steps in today. Somebody none of us even heard of. He can go make any mistakes he wants. I just want him to go out there and play his game. So he can go play his game, but Matvei Michkov has to sit his ass on the bench in 2 out of the last 3 games, and now he's getting scratched? It's unbelievable. You learn on the job. That's the goal of Matvei Michkov right now.
I love it, Broads. I love it. Well done. You know, we said this yesterday. I remember the beginning of the Sixers rebuild. And the one thing, I hate to invoke his name, but the one thing that Sam Hinkie said that was so important, he said the hardest thing to get to develop these young players is time on the floor playing NBA games. That is the most valuable, is these moments. Because when a team is actually competing, the young players don't get that time. This is the time to give it. You have to, Broads, I have to ask you, do you think that this coach is the right kind of coach for a team in the position that the Flyers are in right now?
It's a good question. And I'm not an anti-Tortorella guy. I do think he brings a lot to the table. So I think 95% of what Torts does is well, or is good. You know, he does a good job. But these are the...
Sorry.
Me,
we just...
That makes me wonder. Oh, come on. I can't even get respectful hockey talker out here. This show sucks.
Just kidding. Holy cow, man.
You wanted your name on it two minutes ago.
Yeah, I actually did. Yeah. I'm so upset about the Rocky Thompson thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got cooked on the Rocky Thompson thing.
Yeah, it wasn't my best moment.
Well, Broads, I am no hockey expert. You're the hockey expert, but just from a big picture sports standpoint, when teams are rebuilding like this, you have to give the young players a chance to fail.
Yeah.
And just sitting him for a game, you're never going to get this game back. You know what I mean?
And you mess with his mind.
Right.
Like this kid came over early. I'm sure he came over thinking that he was going to be learning on the job.
Sure.
Being the face of the franchise. And you just wonder, I don't know how long this is going to go on. Bro, you may have a better idea. Is it a one-game thing or is it – for the foreseeable future, I just don't know. But they got to get this kid back on the ice as soon as possible. Because quite frankly, you're not giving your Flyer fans much to tune in for. This is the one thing they certainly want to watch is him develop.
Absolutely, yeah. And I do wonder if they win tonight, what's going to happen down the road. Because it's so Flyers for Torts to get a win tonight in Tampa Bay without Michkov, which would then make his decision for the following game even more interesting. So I don't know how long it's going to be. I really don't.
I'm sorry.
I'm out.
You got to be kidding me.
By the way, last thing, they get a win tonight, it's still a loss. Wins don't matter at this point. Wins don't matter at this point. The only thing that matters is your best player becoming a star in the NHL.
Well, what does that mean for the extra 2 seconds? Or are you guys going to call me back tomorrow for a second?
You know what?
Am I doing an ambulance?
Yeah. I'm going to make an executive decision here.
Uh-oh.
I know Ike's not going to disagree. I assume Jack will agree.
Monday through Friday?
No, not yet. However, I am reinstating you back to 50 seconds.
Yes.
We are going to restart the clock at 50 seconds.
Yes.
So you've earned it today by doing two in a row. You brought it today. So even I can't hold you responsible for the Flyers and their poor decision-making right now. So, Broads, we're back to 50.
I appreciate that. And this show does not suck, by the way. You got your quality in. Great job.
Yeah, every day. You're on WIP after Thursday Night Football tonight, correct?
That is correct. We got a lot to discuss.
All right. You can follow Broads on Twitter at Broads81. We appreciate you, buddy.
Keep bringing the heat, brother. Keep bringing the heat.
Ike, come on now. Come on now, Ike. Have a good one.
Yeah, all right. The dude went from I want my name on the show to it sucks in literally 3 minutes.
Oh, maybe we should add a question mark to the end of it.
That's why you got to love him, man. Yeah.
That was a good one there, Jack. All right. Back to the Eagles. Mike in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
What the hell was that?
That's a movie reference, I think.
Nah, Sopranos. It's Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I never saw that show.
Got Mikey Walnuts in Norristown.
Yeah. I don't want to watch The Sopranos. I don't like mob stuff.
Oh, come on.
It's too fake.
Nah, it's legit. I mean, old school.
Yeah, fake there too. Well, what's up, Mike?
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm just playing with you. No, I'm not. But yes, I am. What's up, Mike?
Not much, man. I'm psyched for the game. I think they're going to crush them. I really do.
Cowboys, you mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You disagree with me on the Sirianni thing, though?
No, he's a complete moron. I call him Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. He's a complete moron.
Okay. Are you still doing a mob thing, or...
That's just me.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't think they should keep going for two and go for it on fourth down?
No, absolutely not. It cost us 9 points. It wasn't even close. It wasn't for them.
Yep.
Okay. Cost us 9 points.
Yeah. So I'm completely anti Nick right now. I mean, they're 6-2, but it ain't because of him.
All right. So, but let me ask you this, Mike. When they were in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, were you critical of Nick for not being aggressive in that game?
No, not at all. Actually, then I wasn't. I was a fan of him. I thought better off them. Now I think he just got too comfortable and he's just going for every freaking thing. He needs to calm down.
What about the gabagool?
Yeah, you know, forget about it.
Forget about it.
All right, Mike.
But I think the real test will be the next three games against Washington, against the Rams, and against Baltimore. That's when we'll find out if the Eagles are pretenders or contenders.
That's for sure. Well, we need to invite you to the meetings. We'll be able to. That's a good topic. What about the Gadamad?
Forget about it. With the men of God.
With the men of God. Yes.
It's a Fugazi.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, what a beautiful accent. A
little Brijol.
Yeah, a little Brijol. You know what I mean? Forget about it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Goodbye.
You know, if you ever need me to, we'll take care of that thing, you know?
Okay.
Give me a shot of that Ike juice.
Oh, yeah, all right, might as well on the way out. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Ike juice, Ike juice.
Did he ever break character, or did he just stay in character?
I now need Mike and Norristown to only talk like that
Did he ever break character?
Dude, that call, that might be my favorite call in months.
Yeah. He's wasting all the mob movie stuff on you. You don't have any idea what the hell he's talking about.
No, I've only seen one. I like Goodfellas. That's the one.
That's a great one.
I guess if you could, Casino is a mob movie too, right?
Yes.
It's basically just Goodfellas 2, like a Goodfellas at a
they
casino.
They moved to Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Departed is better than Goodfellas, but yeah.
Departed's better than Goodfellas?
It's not. That's him trying to start.
Oh, okay.
Start something. I know Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't even know if I consider Departed a mob movie.
Yeah, I don't know what the Departed is.
I think it is, but it's not in the...
It's not a classic mob
sense. Yes, it's not in the mob sense. It's in Boston.
Yeah. It's hard to take the Italian accent seriously when it's got a little, like, pocket hat, you know what I mean?
Well, isn't... What was Ray Liotta's character? I forget his character in Goodfellas. It is the guy that was
Goodfellas?
On Stern all the time. It was
Tommy. No. It was Henry Hill.
Henry Hill. Wasn't Henry, because Henry Hill was Irish. Henry Hill wasn't from, no, he was from New York. He wasn't from Boston, right? No, yeah, but he was Irish, or he's half Irish, I think.
Yes.
I think that was the bit.
Well, Jimmy was half Irish.
Oh, right. But yeah. I think Henry Hill was
some,
too.
Yeah, he may have had some of him too.
Yeah.
What about Stax?
I don't remember.
Stax was black.
Oh, not Irish then, probably.
Well, we didn't know that, unlike The Gladiator.
Yeah.
But
all of a sudden, you're an expert on black guys in movies.
Jesus Samuel, man.
Yeah. He's back for more. Tasty Cake Dom. Couldn't stay away. I appreciate it, brother. You're back on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Yeah, I won't miss the show.
I appreciate that, brother.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Ike, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Spike, I like Nick being aggressive. I'm a Nick guy. I like Nick being aggressive.
Sirianni.
The only thing that I didn't like is in the fourth quarter, Spike, when you have a 6-point game and you have a chance to push it to a 2-score game, at 4th and 3, to me, that's too risky. You take the 3 and it's, With Jake Elliott, that's kind of automatic.
Unless it's from 50 plus, yeah.
No, he's talking about a different one. He's talking about, right?
Yeah, he's talking about the one when it was 20, when it was 22 to 16.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a 6-point game and you could lose with a touchdown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the other ones that I was against.
That was the one that Howard was against.
Yes.
The two that I questioned at the moment were the 16 to 18 to nothing when he went for two, and the very last offensive play that the right. Eagles had when they kicked the Jake Elliott field goal. But I mostly thought that I thought it was the wrong play because it wasn't aggressive, because I wanted
right,
him.
It was the other way.
Yeah.
Yes.
To me, kicking the field goal at that point was the weakest of the three options. Yeah. The least aggressive of the three options.
Right. Well, 40 wins, Spike, he got by being aggressive. I agree with you. The other point that I wanted to talk to you and Ike make that you made earlier, Spike, is when you said that you want them to go to 7 more frequently because the lack of possessions they get because of the long drives that the Eagles have?
Oh, yeah. So my point being, just in case anybody hear it, is that I think one of the reasons that they choose to go for it so much is to maximize the number of points they get on each possession because they have so few possessions. Yes.
Right. But I think, so what I want to ask you and Ike and Jack was, I think that's a weapon because you said they're not going to score 50 points like Detroit, right, Spike? But if the Eagles, with their time-consuming offense, Detroit ain't scoring no 50 points in a game against the Eagles either, because the Eagles are going to just chew up that clock.
Yeah, I think that the issue being is that when it's harder for you to be up more scores, then another team that is more explosive can close the gap much more quickly. So I don't know the average time per drive, but my gut would tell me, given what their point totals are, that Detroit, even though they're a run-heavy team, is a more explosive team, and they can score points in bunches, or at least they have this year, more than the Eagles have. So the situation that you put yourself in, when you take 3 rather than 7, and it's almost like you're a basketball guy, right? Tasty Cake. I think of it this way.
I like to think so.
Yes, you are. Even though you like Tobias Harris too much, you are a basketball guy.
He knows.
Spike, you're breaking our agreement.
All right.
I am going to clam up 45 games in, right? That was our deal.
Sure,
you ain't getting a word out of me basketball-wise 45 games.
All right. So here's the comparison I draw. For a while, they said that you cannot win a championship being a team that shoots too many threes. The problem was, I think, that people didn't commit to it. Teams didn't commit to it the way that they should have. So Boston last year became not only a champion shooting more threes than anybody had shot, that they shot more. They were not only a champion, they had a dominant regular season. They outscored teams more than any team in the league, and they're doing it again this year. Now, I know they lost last night, but what they've done is Boston doesn't hedge on it. Boston's like, we're going to shoot 53s. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to tell you that we may have games that we don't shoot as well. We may have games that we shoot better and we blow the team out. But over the long run, if we commit to this ideology, it's going to work over the long run. The problem, as Ike brought this up earlier, in football, is that there's just not as many games. So Boston go into a 7-game series. This is the trouble with it, is that Boston go into a 7-game series and go, okay, we lost that game. We did what we do. We just had a bad shooting night. We know over the course of the series, it's going to even out. The problem with the NFL is that there's so many fewer games that it may even out over 5 years, but it might not even out over a game, and it might not even out over a season. But over the long run, which is, I think, one of the reasons the Eagles have had sustained success over the last two coaches, is that they have stuck to this ethos by and large, and it works out over the long run. But you may have games like you had Sunday where it doesn't work more than it works. I just think that you can't let that shake you. Just like Boston can't let a poor shooting night shake them out of what they do, I don't want now, the thing that changes all of this is if the tush-push doesn't work as well anymore. It certainly changes 4th-and-1 scenarios, I think, to an extent, and it definitely changes the go for it on the 1 yard line when it is a 2-point conversion, unless they find something that's as effective as the tush push was. Now, maybe it's a Saquon play. Maybe it's just a sneak. I don't know. But if that play is not as effective, that was sort of the weapon in all, one of the weapons in all of this, is they had a play that nobody could stop. And it looks like teams are starting to be able to stop it now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But I just think Cam has to get a little bit better at it.
Yes, well, that's
and
the other thing.
I think that with Stotland, I think he will.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I appreciate the call, Stacey Cake. That was one of the things that Baldy brought up yesterday that you could actually see is that whoever Cam Jurgens was going up against in Jacksonville was getting under Cam Jurgens. And that was that Cam Jurgens wasn't getting low enough.
Right.
And that was one of the things that Jason Kelce was excellent at. And Cam Jurgens has done a great job this year, but to expect him to be Jason Kelce in his first year starting at center,
sure,
maybe ever. If you were to bet on it, Cam Jurgens will never be as good as Jason Kelce, but this thing, hopefully over time, he gets better at.
Mm-hmm. Weird thing with Detroit, right?
Yep.
They had a ridiculous month of scoring in October.
Yep.
Four games, 42, 47, 31, 52.
Yep.
Great stretch. But they've also had four other games where they've scored 26, 16, 20,
yep,
and 24.
Yep. And by the way, that speaks to over the long haul. They'll come out and they'll probably average 33 points at the end of the game, but there's certainly going to be games during the year where they score. Where they beat, I think it was 24-14, they beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
At Green Bay, by the way.
Yeah, that's a big win.
And Jordan Love, who everyone was, myself included, putting above Jalen before this year. Jordan Love, now he's been hurt a few times already.
He's missed two games.
He missed the two games, but even in two that he played, I don't think he even practiced the week beforehand.
Right.
So it's been a weird year for Jordan Love. The Eagles didn't do anything at the trade deadline, and we thought a good person to ask about them not doing anything at the trade deadline is former GM Mike Lombardi. So we will talk to Mike Lombardi next about whether he thinks the Eagles should have done something at the deadline, maybe at a running back. We brought that up. Mike Lombardi is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.